This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, you are. And coming up this Saturday is the inaugural Pride Cup in Daylesford. I mean, and I'm thinking Daylesford have chill out. They've had so many Pride events going on. They've had Pride rugby all the time. And I can't believe that this is the first time that they're actually having a Pride Cup. It threw me. Threw me when I heard that, Robbie. So joining us on the line now is Carson White, all the way from Daylesford. How's it going, Carson?
Good, thanks, guys. Very well. Very chilly and windy up here in Daylesford today. Hopefully not so chilly and windy for the Pride Cup on Saturday.
I think I'm going to have to be rugged up, really, and prepare myself. Just in case, you never know what's going on with this weather, do you?
No, not at all. And Daylesford's a bit like the Himalayas up here. You often see the Yeti running through the forest, but it's certainly a different climate.
How dare you judge me that way when I'm just running in the morning? Outrageous, outrageous. Now, this Saturday is the inaugural Pride Cup. I can't believe that a Pride Cup hasn't happened of football and netball in Daylesford before, but it's happening this Saturday. I was really surprised when I realised it was the first one, because I think there's so much going on for our communities in Daylesford all the time. It's really great that this is occurring.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. Well, I mean, from a football netball club point of view, I've been involved in the committee for 3 years, and the first year on the committee, it actually we raised it and got in contact with Jason Ball and went down and saw their Pride Cup at Yarra Glen, and was just amazed at not only the size and scale of the event, but also the feedback from everyone there and just how good it was for the not only the football netball club but also the local community. And so we all came away at that point and said, look, this is a no-brainer for our club, certainly sitting in Daylesford Town, but it's taken us a little bit to kind of get to where we are, because initially we were actually going to run the Pride Cup over as a practice match in the during the Chill Out Festival, and then that didn't happen last year. We decided that it would be better as a home and away game.
I was about to say, there's already enough going on during Chill Out. There's so much happening.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And also, it is better as played as a proper home and away game. All the Pride, certainly the football netball club events, are played as home and away season, so we didn't want to buck that trend.
Carson, what kind of excitement have you got planned for the weekend? If people come down, what can they expect to jump in and be a part of?
Well, look, obviously, other than what's happening on the football netball court, so we're playing for the senior football and netball Pride Cup, so there's obviously that action, but we've got a whole lot of kids activities. We've got a Kelly Sports running kids activities from 10 till 2 over the day, and probably the real culmination of the day too is the Pride Cup lunch, and we have three amazing speakers at the lunch. Cameron Schwab, ex-CEO of Melbourne, Richmond and Fremantle footy clubs, who's an amazing speaker and certainly has a lot of a lot to say about diversity and inclusion in sport. And Ashley Brazel, who's an ex-Diamonds netballer and also currently playing for Collingwood, both in their AFLW side and also their netball side. And finally, Lisa Lang, who's the General Manager of Community from the St Kilda Football Club, is going to come up and talk about the Pride Cup, or the Pride event that St Kilda Footy Club do each year.
That's absolutely fantastic. I think one of the things I love that you were saying at the start of this is the family-friendly nature of it. I think what's great is this is a free event, and you've really pushed that it's free and family-friendly, which is so important with an event like this, because it's not just about the LGBTIQA plus young people or older people, but it's also about our allies. That's what makes these Pride Cups so great, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our whole focus as a football netball club going forward is to grow within the local community, and a way we can do that is certainly engage parts of the community that we haven't engaged before. We as a football netball club want to evolve in terms of what we're about. You know, gone are the days of being the same old football netball clubs that they were, 10, 15 years ago. But also, as an event, we hope this will be the first of many going forward over the next few years, and I can't see why it won't continue on after this Saturday.
So you were saying that you originally went and saw the Yarra Glen one, which was the first Pride Cup that kind of kicked off everything, all the Pride Cups that are happening everywhere, but also in the official AFL game. And you went and saw that one. So what are you hoping to bring to Daylesford? Because Daylesford's already a very queer-friendly and accepting place, and there's so much already going on. So do you think that'll elevate even more this Saturday?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, being the inaugural one, we don't know exactly, you know, how it's all going to pan out. I guess for us, there'll probably be elements of the Daylesford community that, because Chillat has been running the festival for so long, that go, you know, we know all about the Chillat Festival, so that we might hopefully engage elements of the community that would come to this event that might not get involved in the Chillat weekend in March. So, yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a great unknown until we actually run the event and then have a bit of a debrief next week. But yeah, look, I think from a Daylesford community point of view, there's going to be a lot to gain from it, but from a different perspective.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. So when exactly is all the fun happening? When are the matches happening? How does it all work on Saturday?
Okay, yeah, so obviously this Saturday, 13th of July at Victoria Park at Daylesford, the senior football netball matches start at 2:30 p.m. The lunch, which there are still a few tickets available for, I think we've got about 15 tickets left for the lunch, starts at 12 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased via chillatfestival.com.au or search at Daylesford Inaugural Pride Cup on Facebook. And then the rest of the kids' activities, 10 till 2 over the day. And, yeah, that's it. The only thing I just want to point out, it is actually $10 to get in to the actual day. So that's the only cost if you're coming just to attend the day and not go to the lunch. That's the standard gate fee at any...
To get into a footy club,
To get into a footy, yeah. So that will be a cost. $10 for adults and $5 for children, but that's your only cost.
There we go. That's the right way to keep everyone informed. Otherwise, everyone will be like, I heard on Joy this. Rah, rah, rah. We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? It would go a bit crazy.
No, that's it.
But it all sounds absolutely fantastic. We're praying for great weather, having football and netball playing at the same time in Daylesford, which is such an inclusive and welcoming place to begin with. I'm really looking forward to driving down and coming and checking it all out, and I'm sure plenty of other Joy listeners are too.
That'd be great. I'd love to see as many Joy listeners there as possible. I mean, all you got to do is bring your scarf, bring your beanies, but I think Pride organisation is selling some beanies and scarves and things there anyway, if you forget those. And Dean, I look forward to meeting you on Saturday at the lunch.
Well, look forward to seeing you there too, Carson. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.